Welcome to the Celtic Geek. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am here with some bloody pirates.
Bloody, yes.
I went to the bilge pumps, actually. So, wait, are they...
Redundant.
Why is it redundant? I'm here because you sent me a new CD, and it's called Bail Money. Tell me about the new album.
Well,
it's free for anybody who asks it with $15.
Oh, plus, okay, yeah.
If you ask for it and have money, it's free.
Okay, absolutely free.
Good. That's right. And many people ask us why we named it Bail Money. And, well, come on, that's obvious, isn't it? We needed money.
We got caught, is basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
We need to learn to be a little more sneaky. It's a live album. It's all live recordings, some with just us at various fairs and festivals and concerts, and some along with other bands that actually have talent. So, there's encouragement to buy it and listen to it.
Let me just see, who are you people? Tell me about your individual people. What and stuff.
My name is Maroon the Shanty Man. That's my fault.
And I am Harvey the Corman, ship's doctor for the Pieces of Eight, the only pirate OBGYN on the seven seas.
Nice. Okay, good.
I am Splice, the ship's rigger. I learned the hard way not to slide down a knotted backstay, but it's been a fun run on the ship so far.
Because you tie us up. Hey, and I am Sharkbait Simon the Scapegoat. Everything that goes wrong gets blamed on me, which is why we needed the bail money, because I'm the one who got caught.
Not with us right now is John Crow the Cook, who is out cooking up some trouble.
I thought I saw him chasing some rats down the starboard side.
Rat. So. Good.
How long have y'all been together? It seems like 300 years or...
Close.
We started in 1999.
99. Wow. So, okay, same year. My old band.
We partied like it's 1999. And
I remember watching you guys at the West Texas Renaissance.
I'm sorry.
I'm the newest member of the group, about 5 years, and this is the 5 years with the current lineup, which I believe is the longest running
stable lineup.
Well, yes. Stable may be a bit of an exaggeration. But
wrong word for the mental.
Longest running lineup of the same individual.
The same individual.
It's true. That's true.
Gotcha. It's
been around long enough that they actually have done 3 albums with the same lineup, which is
unbelievable. How many albums have y'all released?
This is our 7th.
How many do you actually have still in production?
5. 2 of them we let just die mercifully and then just stomp
the embarrassment
ground,
factor, right?
Yeah. Two DVDs, and we're a little bit of techno pirates. We've got the flash drive that carries every CD we've ever done on it.
Including the ones that we really don't want out there anymore, so it's kind of a
including songs that were never on a CD because they were just too damn embarrassing.
For good reason they were never released. So.
Really? You would do that to people? I mean, I mean,
some people beg for it. It's amazing.
The Broad Beyond Gambarge, we recorded an album. It was released to 6 people. We reclaimed or had verification that those albums were all destroyed, or we have them or so. And we will never release that, ever. Ever.
somebody made a tape of it. It's going to show up one day.
Somewhere it's out there, yeah.
The internet
never forgets.
The last 3 CDs of the very first album were found in a Borders bookstore in Fort Worth, Texas before it closed.
They were sold to that thing in 2000.
Yeah.
And we sold 5 copies to them, and 2 of them got bought. So there's 3 of them still sitting there.
Oh, man.
We bought them back and gave them to... people we really didn't care for.
Give them to your enemies.
Take that!
So tell me about the album. What is your favorite song on the album?
There is a bonus track that...
it's unlisted, unremarked, unknown.
Unremarkable.
It is based on the worst fair song ever, The Mermaid. But we took and... did things to it that Scotsmen probably do to sheep, but we did it to the mermaid, and that's worth the price of the album.
The most common comment we get for that particular track is, "Hey, I just reached track 20. What the hell?"
As far as the listed tracks, I have a personal bit of fondness for the way we did Seven Bridges Road with Tullamore. We worked on that. Pretty hard.
I think I played that in the podcast, right?
I believe so. Yeah. And that one, it came out really well with them you know.
That's because they have talent.
Yeah, that amazing. Helps.
There was when we gather together, we do shows with other bands. We like to pick a couple. We have a mystery third set. We pick two songs we like. They pick two songs they like, and then we each pick a song that neither band has done, like ever. And then we work on it separately, and we show up and rehearse for about 20 minutes before the show, and that's what we ended up getting into with Seven Bridges Road. We had 20 minutes worth of rehearsal with them, and it just worked. Sometimes things click.
Yeah.
So all the people that think we don't actually have talent, suck it.
We just choose not to show it.
That's right.
We've actually had that happen. Queen Anne's Lace, one of the girls came over when we were warming up one day and said, Did you guys change your show? And
was going, that harmony?
Yeah. Said, yeah, that's what they, you know, we heard, you know, something that sounded like music. And I went, no, we know exactly who we are. We can sing. We just choose not to.
So pirates, what got you into the pirate world? And how into the pirate world are you? I mean, seriously. I mean, do you actually know about the sea stuff?
Yes.
Any of you sailors? Any of you actually sailed?
Yeah. I've sailed. I was in the Navy. Before that, I actually did recreational lake sailing, Hobie Cats and sunfish and the like.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And in another life,
it's not a big enough ship to count.
Yeah. In another life, I teach history, so we do that. So, like our song, "The Ballad of Sam and Marie," is written about Black Sam Bellamy, and it's actually the history of his piracy. And people are always a little bit surprised that we actually do know the history behind it, and the fact that the pirates of the Golden Age were the only true democratic society ever in the New World. So.
Still today.
Certainly,
well,
someone was going to say it.
Certainly more so than after this election. So.
There's a great book on the subject. I can't recall the author, but it's called The Republic of Pirates.
Wait. You can read too?
Hey, I'm a college
it's
student.
It's got pictures.
I had to spend Uncle Sam's money when I got out of the Navy, so they taught me to sound out the words.
Paleontology.
That's them big lizards, right?
So you were saying a book on...
Oh, yeah, it's called The Republic of Pirates, and I wish I could remember the author, but it's all the stuff I never knew about how pirates ran their world and the political interaction that the pirates of the Caribbean and of the...
And it's totally just like that, right? The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, like dead skeletons and cursed Aztec gold and everything. How they interacted with the world at large and particularly the political goings on in England at the time, and it's more than I ever knew about it. So,
talking about you, wondering whether how many of us actually have the pirate connection. At one point in the band, we had a pirate who was afraid of heights and couldn't swim, and was afraid of getting on the water. So,
but yeah. Now mostly you.
Right,
got
now
some...
we just have one who's allergic to seafood.
Yeah,
we're planning his retirement at Red Lobster.
It'll be a permanent retirement, but hey, most pirates really didn't like seafood that much anyway.
Most pirates couldn't swim.
And, so it's
is that right?
That's true. It's true.
Most sailors in general couldn't swim back then.
That's why they fought so hard to stay up.
Was it a superstition that if you went in the water, well, you were the oceans now, so the hell with you.
Congratulations. Hope you find a mermaid on the way down.
Is that where the mermaid? Someone's got to save me. A pretty one would be great.
Yeah, but even then, what can you do with them once you've caught them?
Tartar sauce.
Don't eat them because you'll die.
That's right.
He can't.
I'm dying either way, so it doesn't matter.
Upstairs and down. Never mind.
I can just eat them above the... No, that sounds terrible.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving right on. Anyways, any final words? Where can people find you online? And why should people care who you are?
www.thebilgepumps.com is the amazing website created by a couple of the masters of the art. They can find us there, and the reason they should is because we are the third oldest pirate band still working in the nation, and the greatest pirate band ever.
No, it's the most important. Pirate.
Most important. Okay,
oh, most, yeah. Most important.
Slightly important, right.
And that's why we let Harvey do the talking, because he's so full of it.
Because he lies.
There's an implied self in there somewhere. The most Self-important.
Self-important. You can also check us out on our Facebook page. We've got a regular page and a fan page now that we just put up that has been a lot of fun.
And do you have any fans under there?
Three.
Note that we have 5 members of the group and only 3 fans.
Right. They all have anonymous IDs with no pictures.
Just a big middle finger.
And Tom from MySpace seems to like us.
Yeah. Let's see. Here we are in Hammond, Louisiana, a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And yet we had people yesterday who told us they drove in from Missouri to see our show.
Despite the fact we do shows in Oklahoma, I'm much closer to them.
They just like to drive. They were older and really had nothing else to do this weekend. Yeah. So, but
awesome.
That's some dedicated and slightly disturbing fans.
If you've been together that long and doing this for that long, I don't blame them.
That's true.
That's true. It's been fun. So.
Congratulations for the many, many years. What are you, 15 years now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, congrats. And thebilgepumps.com. Say ciao. Or whatever you say as pirates.
Char.
Char.
Char. Broiled burgers.
I'll talk to you later, Slantra.